Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Time for a Sonicast. It's been a minute since we've sat down and just talked to each other and the people that are tuned in, obviously, about some things that are going on in the world. We had a bad occurrence happen out here in the Bay Area, so we're going to talk about racial profiling with that guy, Big Rich. It's your girl, Sonic. What's up?
What's happening? DC is chilling?
Your player partner, G-Biz.
This is your Sonicast.
So recently in the Bay Area, and you know, we've seen this all over social media, GBiz DC, it's like an epidemic of people just feeling the need to call 911 on folks that quote unquote look like they're doing something, you know, illegal, I guess.
People of color?
Yeah, that too. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to just say that, but yes.
People of color.
A lot of folks with a certain hue have been caught on video being accused of being whatever, trespassers by that YouTuber out here in San Francisco by those apartment buildings. And his son is like, "Daddy, no, please." And then his friend comes out of the apartment complex and the little boy is like, "See, I told you." Right. It's just, you guys are looking like fools out here, right? Mm-hmm. So we had the homie Big Rich. You know, he had some slaps back in the day, but really, I think his biggest accomplishment is the fact that this Project Level thing that he does for the community is crazy.
Yeah.
You know, he's molding his daughter into being a little pop superstar. But also they do all these great community events throughout the Bay for the youth mainly, but just always trying to bring the community up. So he's in there shopping, you know what I'm saying, with his family, and his wife gets approached by the manager inside Forever 21. Like, "Excuse me, ma'am, what's in your bag?" What do you mean what's in my bag? Like, you know what I'm saying? And fortunately, we have him on the phone along with his wife, Danielle, to talk about it. Rich, what's up, baby?
Hey, hey, what's up, Simon? How y'all doing?
Over here talking about you and the fam.
Man.
This stuff crazy, man. This stuff is It's wild, y'all. It's wild. I appreciate y'all, you know, spreading the word. We want to make sure that we can build the awareness so other people don't have to keep going through this, you know?
Did you peep? Like, I mean, I know you probably weren't paying attention. Maybe you were, you know, whatever, while the girl shopped. But did Danielle peep? Like, the woman kept kind of, like, staring or looking over? Like, what was the temperature? Is she there right now?
Yeah, she right here.
Hey.
What's up, mama?
Hi, how are you? Yeah, I mean, you know, I definitely seen a lady folding clothes, and I did see her looking at us, but I just figured she was just staring at us just to see what we were doing, but not, like, suspiciously. But when somebody came up to us to say, like, "Oh, do you need help with anything?" And I'm like, "When do you guys have customer service where you come up to the, you know, the shoppers in the store and ask them if they need help all of a sudden?"
Right.
That's when I knew. I was like, okay, they're on something. But I was just like, I'm not going to even worry about that. We just kept going about our business.
Yeah.
And so then, was it like right after that when the police walked up to y'all? Like, what was that altercation like?
So right after that, we went down to the dressing room, and four of the kids went into the dressing room, their own individual rooms, to try on the clothes that they had. And then we were waiting for them to come out. And as soon as, while we were waiting, they approached me. And then Rich, you know, stepped up to make sure I was okay, because they just, like, the way they stepped to me was like I was automatically guilty of doing something.
Right.
Yep. And then at that point, too, so then as they were just discussing with Danielle, like, the procedure stuff, you know, the regular stuff, and telling them that the manager saw on the camera, saw Danielle stuffing clothes in a white shopping bag. And we like, wait, stuffing clothes in there? So of course he acts like, "Look, you know, can we just check?" And, you know, we didn't have to let them, but we was like, "Yeah, of course," because we knew we didn't have anything. So we're like, "All right, let's get this handled." So we let him go through all of the bags. He checked. He saw a whole bunch of stuff that we had bought before we even got to Forever 21, because we were shopping that day. And then he was like, he looked through. He saw no Forever 21 merch. We asked him to check again, check thoroughly. And because I wanted to, you know, approach and talk to the manager after that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and at this point is when we realized that the officer knew who we was at that point, because he turned around like, yeah, Rich is not there. I'm like, oh, you knew me this whole time. You know right. what I'm trying to say? And he was cool, though. He was real cool right. about it. And he was like, look, man, like, you know, this is crazy. I'm going to go talk to her. I'm like, when you talk to her, I need her to make a formal apology to Danielle for this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Right.
He went back. He talked for a few minutes. He came back. He said, oh, the manager said y'all can stay and continue shopping, but she doesn't feel comfortable making an apology.
What?
And I'm like, but we can stay here and continue shopping, but you don't feel comfortable making an apology. And then I was like, why? And we was like, why? She was like, she just fear for her sake. Not fear for her sake. It was in that way of like, we don't feel comfortable or it's just not, it doesn't feel safe or something like that. I'm like, with two police officers right here? You
right.
know what I'm saying? I was like, we're the victims. If anything, you wrongly accused us. So why are you feeling attacked? You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, so it was like, all right, cool. So this is how it really got to the point of us going to social media. We left the store, which ended up looking like a police escort, right? Because the police actually walked out with us. So all of the customers are in there looking like we actually got caught.
They don't
know. You get what I'm saying? They just see police officers walking us out.
Yeah, that's
when we pulled out our phones. It was like, all right, let's record something real quick just in case. And when we got outside, we talked to the police, and they told us what we should do and the procedures we should take after that. And you know, they were like, yeah, y'all were completely vindicated. This isn't right. We like, thank you. So we disparted from them. We went back to the Westfield Mall across the street, went to go send the girls to go get some food. And then me and Danielle discussed, like, we should go back just on some adult stuff, just us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Danielle was like, no, I'm going to call them first. And I'll let you tell Danielle. I mean, I'll let Danielle tell you what they said.
No, I basically called the store and I demanded to speak with a manager, assistant manager, somebody, because I didn't want an excuse. I sat there on the phone for like 8 minutes talking about what happened in my experience. And literally the so-called manager that was on the phone said, oh, I'm sorry you went through that. And I was like, really? Like, you're sorry that I went through that? Like, I was like, so you didn't feel like... She's like, well, this is my sincere apology. I'm like, but you don't feel like I deserve more? Like, I should walk away from this situation feeling a little bit more comfortable about what I went through? Like, the apology should be more meaningful. She was like, well, that was sincere. You can call our store manager if you want to talk to them. And I was like, why would I call your store manager? Your store manager should call us.
Right.
And it's just like, I sat there and I was just talking to them and to the lady, and she was so nonchalant. She didn't really care. And I was just like, okay, I'm like, it's cool. Like, I'm giving you guys the opportunity to apologize because it wasn't right. And I was being very kind and very respectful. Like, I should have been more outraged, but I was just trying to hold my composure because I was still in shock that we went through that situation.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then, so at that point it was like, you know, we was like, okay, well, you don't want to give us a form. Like, it's like almost like, okay, I'm sorry you went through that. You're not sorry for what you did.
Right.
You're just sorry that we had to go through that. So it's not owning up to what you did by falsely accusing. So we just said, forget it. Like, the moment she hung up the phone, I just pressed send on the video post, and then it just kind of just went off from there. You know what I'm saying?
And then
people were outraged because a lot of people have dealt with this at that store. So when we posted that, a whole bunch of people, including half of their employees, like, we started getting DMs from people that was at work at that moment, people that worked there that was off that day, and they all was blasting Forever 21 on their social media and saying, I hate working here. This happens all of the time. And then a whole bunch of other victims started hitting us and stuff, too, because they just wanted... They felt like their voice couldn't be heard. And that's the sole purpose. Like, I wanted everybody to know that we wasn't doing it for clout, doing it for money. We was doing it for the people that literally could not get their story out there and let these people get away with that. It keeps going on at that particular store.
Right.
You know?
Because if you guys don't tell your story right, then it leaves all these other folks who are probably going to walk in that store and basically get harassed and treated as if,
right,
you know, they're thieves or whatnot. Yeah. Like, they might not have the same avenues that y'all have, of course, being who you are, to be able to get that out there. So, I mean, it means a lot that y'all actually did that.
How was it processing through the whole experience with your youth, man? I know you guys were in there with a bunch of youth interns.
Right.
How did they take it? And, you know, did you guys sit down and chop it up with them afterwards?
Right.
Well, we talked, like, as we were walking out. Well, before we even, while I was being questioned, some of the kids had some clothes in their hands, and I was like, no, don't move. I'm like, stay there. Don't put anything down. Just hold on to everything that you have, because I don't want them trying to accuse you all of trying to do something. You know what I'm saying? So they were all in shock. They were really scared, because when the police officers first came in the store, they walked directly in the dressing room, and they walked past some of the kids, and they were all, you know, it's always in the back of your mind, but it's like, oh, are they here for me? Did they think I did something?
Right.
So they automatically felt like they were in trouble. They were scared. And then some of them ended up sharing with us that this has happened to them before, and they were not feeling. And it's just like, why do we have to feel like we have to prove ourselves when we walk through doors because of the color of our skin? And so we had to tell them, I'm like, look, we can yell, we can kick, we can scream, but we're gonna fight this to the end. We're not gonna let people push us around and make us feel less than because they are uncomfortable with themselves.
Yeah, and especially too, and how, you know, and they all felt kind of weird too, because they like, damn, like our mentors is getting accused, right? Like, it's like how is Danielle getting accused? Like, so imagine that with that. What, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, imagine what they'd do to little old us if we was by ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they accusing Danielle and arguing with Big Rich, then they for sure, you know. And then on top of that too, like, apology. It really, in hindsight, it's a blessing that they didn't apologize, because we probably would have just, you know, went about our way and just like, you know what, it's cool, they apologize. But the fact that they didn't, that was for a reason. You know what I'm saying? To be able to spread this story. Like, nah, this is not cool. It ain't cool. These kids, like, you know, I just made a post earlier, like, these youngsters is going through it. The young man, Day-Day, just passed away. 15-year-old kid. These kids are endangered species, man. So imagine one of these youngsters getting hemmed up, thrown in the back. You know what I'm saying? We just seen that Central Park 5 movie.
Right.
Okay, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, it's not cool, man. These kids are scared. They're scared to death. They getting killed out here. They getting arrested. It's not cool, you know, period.
Right? Also was really big, too, in y'all experience, right, that just happened, is that you guys showed those youth, like, the right way to go about having these conversations, like, whether it was with the police officers who walked up in the first place, or whether it was going to the management and saying, like, hey, guys, like, y'all were wrong, and like, we need some kind of, you know, some kind of apology, so that it doesn't turn into, because, you know, how, like, sometimes young people and even grown folks can be real rah-rah in those situations, and they can turn into from being controlled to being, you know, a different kind of news story.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Right. Yeah.
100%. Yeah. Nah. Yeah. We wanted to make sure it didn't escalate, for sure. That's why we even sent the kids to go grab some food. We like, look, we understand that it's a mob of kids,
right?
And that happens, and they get alarmed. So let's go do it the right way. And then even more than that too, and you already know, I know y'all shared that earlier in the story. Like, and these kids is actually young professionals that was coming down there to buy clothes. We wasn't even asking for, like, to pull any. It was like to buy clothes for them to showcase and they photo shoot spread. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So. And then we're always down there, and these kids is always spending their paycheck on clothes for actual business reasons too. So it was just all those dynamics that took into place that was crazy. But I just think we was at the, you know, at the wrong place at the right time. You know what I'm saying? And I think that this story is gonna help a lot of others.
It boils.
And also, go ahead.
No, go ahead, baby.
I was just gonna say that, like, as we were, you know, leaving the store, it was so many people there just like staring at us. And but I think the one thing that just, although, like, on the inside, I was, like, shook up. I just wanted to cry, like, right there.
I'm right.
Like, we got to keep our heads up. Like, I'm not going to,
sure.
We're not going to go out looking and feeling like we're a criminal because somebody else wants to make us into criminals and beasts and animals. I'm like, we're going to walk out with our heads up. And that's why we didn't buy the clothes. We spent so much money in those stores in over the years. Like, we always shop there because it's something that the kids can afford. And it's trendy clothes, and it's just the access, and it was in what we just had. So it's like, we're going to walk out of here. We're not going to buy the clothes. I don't want you guys to feel like you have to be in that situation and take that. Like, you know, we're going to walk out heads up and we're going to just face this and push through. And then that's all we wanted to make sure the kids understood.
It boils down to a look, right? And an assumption. And we all know what assuming things does. You guys felt like asses. They felt like asses at the end of the day. And then nobody can talk it out to come to a peaceful resolution to where everybody walks away with a new understanding. And for the fact that the employees are complaining, saying that they have to go through this and they have to accuse people or whatever, like, they also need to speak. Like, there's more people involved that need to speak aside from you and other victims. Like, if there's employees that agree, they should be reaching out to the corporate headquarters. Like, we need to have sensitivity training. Okay, we're on Market Street in San Francisco. They probably suffer a lot of loss, right? Because folks walk in there, but you can't walk around and just say, oh, that person's dark skin. That person's stealing right now. Or whatever it is. There has to be a discussion within the company. And they also do need to issue a formal apology to y'all. And everybody who's been a victim of this.
Yeah, and everyone. No, real talk. And especially, like I said, too, I think especially the apology needs to happen because of the accountability that they told the police that it's on camera. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like they went further than just suspicion. They went like, no, we physically seen her on camera and then didn't show the tape to even the police officer. You know what I'm trying to say? So I'm like, so you just, that was a complete profile. Like, that was like, it wasn't even, you know what I mean? Like,
y'all was wolfing in the first place.
Right.
Yeah, it was weird. It was personal in a way, like, you know what I mean? So, but, you know, like you see, Sonny, the last thing you just said is exactly why this is important, and everybody else should step up, and there are actions that's going to be taken next, and that'll be unfolding in the next few days. We just kind of wanted to give them a chance to reply and respond, and we're supposed to hear something from them today, and if we don't, then we'll proceed.
Okay.
Well, I'm sure they don't want no smoke, so it'll probably be, I don't know if they'll mean it, but you'll probably get what you want. But I'm hoping that, you know, moving forward, that the employees speak, man. Like, I don't appreciate this. I don't like this, because they employ people of color, too. So step up, and if you're a part of it, even if you are just a cashier, one day you probably hope that you could run something. Speak up and be like, I think we need some sort of sensitivity training. We've disrespected quite a few community leaders. Like, this is just, we need to have a better grasp on what exactly we're trying to accomplish when we accuse people of stealing. Like, this is just, it's got to be a process to it better than what's going on. And communication, like, I'll be that, I'm an asshole, and I feel like, you know, I go into a store with no eyebrows and my hair looking crazy, and you know, I'll have my open bag with me, and I felt like a couple times I've been followed, like, you know, picking up little girls' clothes or whatever, and I'll look at a person, if I feel like a security guard's following, I'll be like, I don't have anything, dude, like, I make enough money to buy this, and then they kind of walk off. But not everybody has that, you know, that sense to say something. But communication is so important, whether it's the customer or, you know, whatever. But you probably weren't even paying attention. You had a whole lot of girls to focus on. You know what I mean? But, I mean, everybody just needs to talk and be people. Right. Like, we all bleed the same. It's just ridiculous. This nation is separating so ugly now. It's just ridiculous. So ugly. It's ugly.
Yeah. And that's one of my, that's what I'm feeling like. I'm like, this is like the 50s and 60s and like the civil rights movement all over again, because it's like all this hate that's being stirred up in this country by that person in office, you know, got these people out here feeling like everyone is a criminal, person of color is a criminal and they should be persecuted. Mm-hmm. It's just so many things happening on a daily basis that it's just like, enough is enough. Like, you can't judge people by the color of their skin. So that's it. So I don't care if 59 people did something wrong, the 60th person didn't. So we cannot keep continuing this way. Like, we have to change the narrative out here. And if we don't speak up, and it's not even about just this racial profiling, it's so many things that's going on. We have to continue to speak up and say what's right and what's wrong. Right. We got to call people out, because it's like, if we don't, it's just going to keep going, and we're always going to be the ones on the bottom. And it's not fair, and it's not cool. And we're not accepting this anymore. Like, we're not tolerating this.
Well, blessings to y'all on this journey, man. Absolutely. While y'all continue to fight this good fight.
Yeah.
And we appreciate you for putting this story out there and letting people know what's really going on, man. Next time, just go to ISM. Spend your money in the hood.
You're right. No, 100%.
No disrespect. 100%.
We learned. we learned from this, and also, yeah, no, and I think that building the awareness, I think that all black-owned businesses and just minority-owned businesses in general, we all, this is going to make all of us tighter and get our communication going even better on that. So I think it's going to bring everybody together, man. It's good. It's, you know, it's resolution and conflict, you know what I mean, through conflict. So it's totally fine. But I want to thank y'all, like, personally, for always covering us, always got our back, always getting the word out about our program. Like, we really appreciate y'all up there at the morning show, the whole KMEL family. Like, we really appreciate this love, for real.
All good, baby. Well, I appreciate your time. And just please let us know. Keep us up on what's going on. Let's see if you get that apology today or whatnot. Send it over to us.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. No, as soon as we get it, we're going to send it to y'all first. We're gonna y'all got the exclusive on that. We're going to see how they come. And if they come correct, then it's over with. If they don't, then you know, we go further until they come correct.
Right.
You know?
All good.
Prayers up that they do. All right.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. All right, well, I appreciate you, baby. We'll talk to you soon then.
Okay, talk to y'all soon.
Thank you. All right. Peace. You know, keep it 100, like, everything happens for a reason, I feel mm-hmm. like. And I am, you know, I'm saddened by the fact that these little girls had to see that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also happy that it did happen to Rich and Danielle, because, you know, this, you know, probably 14 other couples walk out of there and just mm-hmm. feel disrespected and build anger. Whereas they're going to be like, you know what? We're going to speak. And this is ridiculous.
Right.
It's unacceptable. There needs to be change.
I mean, it's the example, like I just, you know, said to him a second ago. You say, like, a couple people are going to just walk out of there and they're going to be disgusted.
Pissed.
And they're going to let it, you know, boil in their spirit,
exactly.
their soul and all of that. And then there's going to be somebody who want to be like, ah, y'all can't be. And then next thing you know, their head is on the ground and we got another person who, you know, is in jail or may have lost their life behind, you know, a bad situation. And somebody really who, you know, profiled them to begin with and put them in that situation. So, you know, just it's a lesson here, right? Like, you got to use these situations to be able to build, like Sana was saying earlier, conversation that then leads to resolution rather than trying to make it, you know, a spectacle.
I'm holding everybody accountable, though. Like, quit hiding behind your keyboard and your DM. If you work for a company that you feel needs some change, trust me, they're not going to look at you if you just pushing buttons, taking people's money.
Mm-hmm.
If you try to better a good company, and that's the kind you want to work for, if they're a bad company, they ain't going to give a flying fuck about what you're talking about racism or anything else. They might be behind the whole thing and be happy that it's happening. But, you know, take those extra steps to use your voice and be a part of change, positive change. Get the words together. Just don't go into the office or write an email talking about, you motherfuckers don't need to blah. And I'm not saying or being stereotypical. I'm saying there's a way to handle things. And that's exactly why we love Big Rich and Danielle so much, is because they get that part, right? They want to hear clear-headed, confident resolutions to a problem. And this is what it is. And it keeps getting worse. And like I said, this is a Forever 21 three-story on Market Street.
Right.
Those employees are overworked as it is, much less having to track down people that are stealing. I mean, there's homeless people all over the place. Who knows how much theft they go through.
Mm-hmm.
But make sure that there's a conversation about correct training. Don't just say, hey, employees, we're taking a lot of loss here. We need you guys to catch these thieves. No, be like, this is what you should look for. Give them so many opportunities. Alert security. If there's a third instance where you see them putting something in their bag, make sure you alert security, have them handle it. I don't really feel like managers or cash register people should ever have to approach anybody. Let the security handle it, but make sure you know what you're approaching before you make that move, and speak what you got in your bag. That's not the way you walk up to somebody. Period.
Also, I'll put it to you like this too. Don't be that person who's like, I saw it on the camera.
Don't lie.
Right.
You know?
Like, because now y'all really jerks.
What
now
camera?
You're really taking it over the top, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, definitely, you know, to jump on Sana's point a little bit more. Listen, if you are an employee, go to your manager. And
period.
If your manager's not listening, then go to your district manager or send an email to corporate.
That part.
Or do what you need to do, because you could be the difference between somebody, you know, ended up going to jail or, you know, maybe getting hurt and walking out of there behind nothing happening.
And can we please stop trying to weaponize the police? They didn't even call the security guards. They called SFPD
Fact.
To roll up on them. It could have went really south really fast. So if you feel like there's a question and you're in a store, walk up to these people and treat them like they're human beings. Don't sit up here and treat them like they common thugs when you don't know what the hell these people got going on in their lives.
Conversation. You got to talk. Communicate. You know what I'm saying? It's just, it's ugly out here, and we keep with these devices and social media. We've been talking less than we have in years.
Right. So traumatized. So,
please talk, communicate, save each other out there. Sonicast, y'all, I appreciate you listening to us. You know, talk about important things right here. Make sure you tap in with us during the week, 6 to 10 a.m. We're live over there on KMEL in the Yay area.
Yep. And make sure you go check out that entire story link over there on KMEL.com. Click the Sonogy Morning Show page.
We'll holla.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.